For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Even in the midst of this pandemic, life goes on, and Memorial Day marked the unofficial start of summer. With summer, folks are getting outside and potentially sustaining trauma. My guest today is going to talk about the most common types of traumatic injuries treated at UK Healthcare and what we can do to avoid them, while at the same time emphasizing the importance of seeking immediate care despite concerns surrounding COVID-19. I recently spoke with Dr. Andrew Bernard, UK Healthcare Trauma Medical Director, about the most common causes of trauma during these summer months between Memorial Day and Labor Day, and why it's important to seek immediate care when you need to, despite concerns you may have regarding the pandemic. Andrew, thank you very much for talking with me today. It seems like right now it's COVID-19 all the time, and yet life goes on. And one thing you are concerned with every day in your practice is trauma. And I wanted to touch base with you a little bit about trauma in the age of the pandemic. Can you share some thoughts on that?
Yeah, Greg, it's always great to talk to you and to be on your show. You're right. It is COVID-19 all the time. But at least it's not COVID-19 fearing a major surge. We're sort of learning to coexist with COVID-19, at least for the time being. So life goes on, and the governor has told us it's safe to start to get out and about a little bit. And it's springtime, and summer's coming, and it's beautiful weather, and people are naturally going to get injured. The trauma center is here year-round. We're always available 24/7, 365 holidays. But we do see an uptick in injury in the spring and summer and fall because people get out and they're more active. So we call it trauma season. It's 6 months or so of the year from spring to fall. People tend to drive faster. I don't know when the weather's nice for some reason. They certainly get out and ride motorized vehicles, ATVs, jet skis. They get their boats out. So we do see an uptick. It's trauma season. Folks just need to be safe.
I guess it's that Memorial Day to Labor Day paradigm that we all deal with. And I know one message that you've wanted to get across is people should not be hesitant about coming in and getting help if they are if they do sustain trauma.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the ER certainly is seeing some patients who present with COVID symptoms, but we're using standard safety practices all around the hospital, kind of assuming everybody is at risk of having COVID-19. And it just means we are always wearing a mask. So we're doing that all the time. And we're being as diligent as ever about cleaning our hands. And if somebody has symptoms of COVID-19, we certainly screen them and we isolate them until their screening is negative. But we're open for business. We're back to almost full steam, and we're delivering a lot of health care, whether it's for injury or anything else. So if folks have an injury or an acute illness, I'm also an emergency surgeon. So I see patients with appendicitis and perforated bowel and ulcers and bad infections. And there aren't many diseases that benefit from delay, certainly many serious diseases. So if folks have symptoms of something, come on in. It's not like we're overrun with COVID-19 patients, and we're ready to take care of anybody who has an acute medical problem, especially trauma.
And Andrew, you and I have talked about this Memorial Day to Labor Day window of trauma, and I know you've offered some wonderful advice in the past, and I wonder if we could revisit that, just some maybe what you and I would consider common sense advice for not having to come get care for trauma if possible.
Yeah, here's how to stay out of the trauma center. If you're going to drink, don't drive. If you're going to drive, wear a seatbelt. Engineers built the car with a seatbelt for a reason, so put it on. And pay attention to the road, not your phone or the people in the vehicle with you. So that's an easy way. If you do those things, you're very rarely going to get seriously injured in a car crash. Keep the speed down and stop when the light turns red. Now you're almost completely safe. Careful on the water. I wouldn't operate a boat at high speed at night, and I certainly wouldn't operate a boat while intoxicated or a jet ski, so be careful on that stuff. Firearm safety is big. Unfortunately, we've seen an uptick in firearm violence, firearm injury. So some basic tips on staying safe with firearms. Don't put a loaded handgun in your pocket. Don't stick a loaded handgun under your pillow. Careful sticking a loaded handgun under your seat. I've seen all these things, and obviously I've seen them because they turned up at the trauma center. And you got to be really careful about firearms and children these days, right? Kids are at home a lot because school was out, and kids and firearms just do not mix. So keep those firearms secure. When you're mowing, careful of the steep slopes. We see a lot of mowers roll over this time of year, folks out mowing. And you get on a big slope, and that mower can teeter over, and those mowers are big, and they'll hurt you when they roll over on you. So those are the basics for staying safe around spring and summer.
Well, and one thing I did want to underscore again, you had mentioned earlier about seeking help rather than delaying, and we're talking about routine physician visits as well. Folks should, if they're able, be going back and seeing their doctor, because when it comes to your service, again, perhaps an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yeah, prevention is the best medicine. So when it comes to injury, for sure. But also, hey, Kentucky is not a particularly healthy state. We tend to have more chronic disease in Kentucky. So folks need to be getting their regular doctor visits. And trust me, your doctor's offices and hospitals, they're thinking hard about how to see patients and keep patients safe in the era of COVID-19. So go get looked after for your heart disease, your diabetes, all the other chronic medical problems that you have, because keeping those things in check is the best way to stay healthy.
My thanks today to Dr. Andrew Bernard, UK Healthcare Trauma Medical Director, for talking with us about the most common types of trauma we see between Memorial Day and Labor Day, how to avoid them, and also the importance of seeking immediate care when you need it. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.